Outlived by Aletis, Russia's Medvedev takes to social media to mock failed Prime Minister Truss. By Peter Cattell on October 20, 2022. Mocking Liz Truss over her failed premiership on social media. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev congratulated a now-famous Aletis for outlasting the outgoing Tory leader's time in office. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev congratulated Aletis on Thursday after the vegetable managed to successfully outlast the now outgoing Prime Minister, Liz Truss. With confidence in the newly minted Tory leadership barely ever getting off the ground, UK tabloid The Daily Star decided to set up a video live stream of Aletis sitting on a table next to a picture of Truss, posing the question of which would end up being thrown out first, the vegetable or the Prime Minister. The answer to the rather bizarre question came not long after 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. With Liz Truss resigning after perhaps one of the most disastrous days politically for a prime minister since 1945, with the tabloid publication taking the opportunity to literally crown the Aletis as the victor. Liz Truss' failure and the vegetable's subsequent victory has served as particularly potent ammunition for many enemies of both Truss and Britain. With Medvedev seemingly using the bizarre race to add insult to injury for the ousted Prime Minister. Bye, Liz Truss, congrats to Aletis, the former president, who now serves as the deputy chair of Russia's Security Council, wrote on social media. Medvedev was not the only foreign actor poking fun at Truss on Thursday. With a social media account for the German Ministry of Economics and Climate Protection posting the video Can Truss It by American hip-hop group Public Enemy in response to a BBC News bulletin announcing Liz Truss' departure. The post was quickly then deleted, with the ministry later telling a writer for Breitbart Europe that the post was not an official communication from the body. "We are currently trying to find out how the tweet originated," the federal office wrote online, before thanking everyone who pointed it out. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.